Marge Gibson is crunching through the snow on the grounds of the Raptor Education Group, Incorporated. Several big brown buildings stand stark against the gray Wisconsin winter. They make up a hospital campus for injured or sick raptors. Gibson approaches a screened-in gazebo. Inside is a very talkative young female bald eagle who's hopping around on a perch and giving Gibson a knowing look.
She's very vocal, and she likes to chat, and she's sort of giving her rendition of, poor me, get over here, in bald eagle.
West Nile virus began showing up in birds here about 2 years ago. It's not known if a bird can ever fully be cured of it. But in January, the sanctuary released three bald eagles that had sufficiently recovered. Gibson says it would have been irresponsible to let them go without first observing the lingering effects of the disease. She's studying West Nile virus in eagles with the help of Nick Doreen. He's a graduate student from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Doreen logs on to a special website and tracks down one recently released bald eagle that's been tagged with a satellite transmitter. A topographical map shows the region where the bird has settled. A red X marks the spot within 100 yards of where the bird is at that moment.
And he has found a nice place alongside a stream on a bluff outside of Black Earth, about 3 miles off the highway that runs out of Madison towards Black Earth. Very nice secluded spot way up on top of a hill.
The satellite transmitters are more accurate than traditional radio monitoring, and they're a lot more expensive. Since the Raptor Education Group doesn't get state or federal funding, Marge Gibson foots most of the bills herself. The monitoring project could cost as much as $60,000. Just getting birds to the sanctuary is an involved process. Volunteers pick up birds they think need help and drive them here. Then Nick Doreen keeps an eye on the birds to see if they exhibit any telltale signs of West Nile virus.
They're usually convulsing. They have poor balance. They have head tremors, usually eye problems. Sometimes they can't fly at all. Usually they can't fly at all.
West Nile virus can also affect an eagle's voice. That's a problem because its mate might not recognize its call. When the sanctuary staff suspects a bald eagle has West Nile virus, they draw a blood sample and send it to a local clinic for testing. Once the virus is confirmed, the only way to treat it is with some tender loving care.
Hi. Look at.
The birds are kept in cardboard boxes so they don't expend energy flapping around, and they're fed baby food so they don't waste energy in digestion. When the birds feel up to it, they're put in an indoor flight room. It looks like a warehouse, 150 feet long and almost 3 stories high. It's essentially a rehab ward for birds who need to test their wings. An immature eagle flies overhead, but he hasn't perfected flight yet. He misses his perch, hits the wall, and falls to the gravelly floor.
Is he okay?
He's okay, but almost looks a little embarrassed. On the floor of this flight room is a pile of fish, a deer carcass, and the ribcage of an animal that became eagle chow. Marge Gibson says she wants the eagles to stick to their wild diet. That's why the satellite monitoring program is so important, because the bird's behavior in the wild will indicate the lasting effects of West Nile virus.
There are things that we can judge while the bird is captive. We can judge, for instance, in a flight building, whether the bird is flying well. But one of the things we can't judge is whether his visual acuity, his mental acuity, and those are things that we have to rely on once they're released. And with the transmitters, with the satellite transmitters, we can follow them and have a better idea of how they're interacting with their own species and with other species once they're in the wild.
So far, West Nile virus is fairly rare in wild bald eagles. In Wisconsin, more bald eagles die from being hit by cars than they do from West Nile virus. Nationwide, the birds have made a remarkable recovery since being nearly wiped out in the 1970s by the pesticide DDT. It's now banned. It doesn't look as though West Nile virus will reverse that upward trend. Marge Gibson hopes to keep tabs on just a few of the eagles infected by the virus to help shed light on a still mysterious disease. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Patty Murray.